when did you used to get stuff like fertilizer or maybe potatoes or something, some kind of rough cloth, a sack or a bag made of rough cloth?
Toe sack? You mean where did it come from?
Is that what you called it?
Toe sacks is what we call it. But our fertilizer, did you say where did we get it from?
I just said what did it come in?
Oh.
Where'd you get fertilizer?
Well, fertilizer back then, unless it was commercial fertilizer, back when I was growing up, when I was real small, there wasn't very much commercial fertilizer used, and they used barnyard fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
Yeah. How much corn would you take to the gristmill at a time to be ground?
We used to take about a bushel.
And would you call that something a what? A something of corn? Anything other than a bushel?
Turn, sometimes they call it a turn of corn, a bushel of corn.
What amount of wood can you carry? What would you call it?
What amount? Well, it's on to how big, you mean in cubic feet, or what do you mean?
No, I mean just like,
you can carry one large backlog, or you can carry several small pieces.
What about if you stacked it up on like this, if I was holding my arms like this, and you stacked up some wood, I would have a...
arm full of wood?
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
bulb.
And what is it? It's a... what bulb?
Light bulb?
When you carry out washing to hang it up on the line, what do you carry it in?
Clothes basket.
And where did you get nails? What did they come in?
They come from the hardware store, and you can get them in a paper bag.
And do they always come in paper bags, or?
Most of the time, they do. Now, in the beginning, if you're buying by the keg, you can get a keg full, say, but you're just buying a few at a time. They usually just weigh up so much and put them in a paper bag.
Yeah.
But if you're going to buy a keg, now, originally, they come in kegs, nail kegs. And then they sell them by the pound, just a few at a time, and then they put them in paper sacks.
What are the hoops that run around a barrel?
Hoops?
Yeah. I didn't mean to say that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a person who makes barrels?
I guess you'd call him a carpenter. I don't know. Would you? A carpenter?
What is the musical instrument that you put in your mouth and you move it back and forth?
We used to call them French harps. I think you call them what's the proper name? I can't even...
Harmonica.
Yeah, we used to call them French harps. Like, you'd have to get off of that. That's what they used to call them all together, French harps.
Did you ever have another kind of thing that you could stick in your mouth and pluck it, like?
Yeah, I forgot the name of them. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't say. I had one, but I can't think of the name of it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You ever heard of a Jew's harp?
Yeah, Jew's harp. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
What do you pound nails with?
Hammer, a hand hammer or an axe, you can drive with either one. It's only what size of nail. And I used to do a lot of bridge work, and those big 60 penny nails on up, we used just a pole axe to drive them with rather than a hammer.
Mm-hmm. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
The tongue.
And
wagon tongue.
Yeah.
I'm cutting some of those things short, but if you want me to pronounce the whole thing as I go along,
sure.
Rather would. Okay, I'll try to do that from now on.